So the big question is this: how do people like you and me, who didn't get an MBA from Harvard Business School, who came from a modest background, how do we present our intelligence, our skills, and our experience in a way that makes the top consulting firms hire us, yet still stay true to ourselves on the way? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. All right, there is a common mantra of believe in yourself. Now, let me make a distinction here. Trusting yourself and believing yourself. And please note, I'm not talking about believing in yourself, but believing yourself. Let's separate the two, because there's a very important distinction. You should trust yourself in that you will be able to do what it takes. You will, if there's something you can't do today, you can develop the skills to do them tomorrow. You can grow. You can take up a challenge that initially you're not yet good enough for, but you will learn on the way. That's what everybody did. You can always enlist the help of others to get something done. You can find the right people to help you. That is trusting yourself. Now let's distinguish that from believing yourself. Believing yourself is, don't necessarily believe all the concepts you have, because you don't know what you don't know, right? If you look at, when I give you advice on how to make it into consulting, there's so many things I know, I've seen, I've experienced, that for me, it's quite easy to guide you in this. Now, if you try to do this yourself and you haven't been there, yes, you do have certain concepts about what consulting firms expect in the interview. But that is your concepts. And you should always be wary about, yes, that's a concept of mine, but should I really believe all the concepts I have? Isn't there another opinion as well? Isn't there other possible opinions on this? Isn't there somebody I could ask who could widen my view of this, who could improve my understanding of this? You see the difference between trusting yourself and believing yourself? I think you should always trust yourself. You will be able to do that. You're great and you're amazing. But don't always believe yourself. Don't take your opinion on how things work and how things will be and how things will turn out and what it takes as the truth. It's one opinion. And most likely you will be able to find a mentor or advisor or friend who can give you a better opinion on this, a more helpful opinion on this, who can give you insights that will make things easier. Yeah, seek out advice. Seek out understanding. Don't, if you have an opinion that you say there's certain things that are hard about the interview and they're hard for me, well, ask somebody, is this the truth? Isn't there a good way how to do this? Isn't there a solution? Isn't there a learnable way of achieving this? The funny part in my work is that most of the time, people come to me, they tell me about a problem they have. I'm not structured enough. And then I tell them, well, most of my work is to tell people, well, maybe the problem is just you think you're not structured enough because you've got the wrong understanding of what it means to be structured. And then they understand that, oh shit, it was actually just my concept that was in my way. So don't believe everything your mind is currently thinking. It's just a collection of your experiences so far, but the world is so varied. There's so much nuance out there, so much insight, experience that you could take on board that could inform a different path of action. Yeah? Trust yourself. But don't believe everything your mind is currently thinking. Ask people. Ask for opinions. If you go out there and network with people in consulting, ask all the questions you could ever possibly ask. Always have a beginner's mind. Always ask again, how does it work? How exactly does it work? What is your view on this? Just because you have already read a primer on how the consulting interview works doesn't mean you've got the right picture of it. And it doesn't mean you should know that. You should already be an expert in this. Go out there, network, and again, ask the question, how exactly does it work? What's a view I have missed? What's a nuance I have missed? Can you help me challenge my thinking? Let me explain what I'm currently thinking. Can you help me challenge this? Can you improve my thinking? Never assume that you already know it. Always assume that you can trust yourself. You will find a way. You will grow. You will go ahead. Life will move on. You'll be great and amazing. You can always trust yourself. But don't always believe yourself. Don't leave it unchallenged. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join my free Facebook group, Get a Job at McKinsey, BCG, Bain, to get a community of like-minded people. And if you want to go deeper, I host 2 free webinars, one on how to be invited to the interviews and one on how to actually be a superstar in the interview. You can find both of them at moritzgruber.net. That's moritzgruber.net. Moritzgruber.net. It's in the show notes anyway. See you tomorrow.